You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Reliance Industries is expected to post a modest growth in its revenue and net profit in Q1 FY25 on a year-on-year basis, but its EBITDA may fall on a sequential basis, according to analysts. Global brokerages such as Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley and others expect the second quarter to be better for the company due to improvement in refining margins and business metrics in the telecom and retail businesses. As per a Bloomberg poll, 13 analysts estimated RIL to post a revenue of ₹2.3 trillion in Q1, 11.8% higher than the corresponding quarter of the previous fiscal. Six analysts expect the company to post a net profit of ₹17,655 crore, about 10.3% higher than Q1 FY24, but down 6.8% on a quarterly basis. Over to industry. India's plan to preempt a crisis of electricity shortage by quickening the capacity addition across the value chain is facing a hurdle, with as many as 32 transmission projects entailing investments of ₹44,254 crore being already or likely to be delayed. According to data from the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, as of April 2024, of the 50 large projects worth ₹60,439 crore being implemented by the Power Grid Corporation of India, 18 with total value of ₹29,300 crore are facing an average delay of 32 months. Another 8 projects bid out by the state-run entity under the tariff-based competitive bidding route with total value of ₹8,755 crore are reporting an average delay of 12 months. Next up, market. Investment by foreign portfolio investors in fully accessible root bonds has crossed the $1 billion mark in just 19 days after government securities were included in the JP Morgan Global Bond Index on June 28. Overseas investors have poured over $1.05 billion into index-eligible bonds since June 28, according to data from the Clearing Corporation of India. With the softening bias in bond yield, experts expect inflows to increase at an accelerated pace in the coming months. In terms of the FPI utilization rate, the benchmark security has the highest concentration due to higher liquidity. Dipanvita Mazumdar, an economist with Bank of Baroda, told Financial Express. In some more market news, the over a decade old SME platform, which has seen a notable exuberance over the past few years, may need to undergo significant changes in regulations to deal with manipulation and liquidity issues. The recent NSE circular capping the opening price of SME IPOs at 90% of the issue price may just be the beginning of a slew of changes that may be on the way, according to experts. In fact, this is not the first time that the exchanges have tightened the screws on the SME platform. In September 2023, additional surveillance measures and Trade for Trade frameworks were extended to the SME segment to discourage speculative trading. Meanwhile, with the mandi prices of key pulses varieties, Tor, Urad and Chana, declining due to rising imports, the government is currently assessing stock availability with the big retailers for ensuring that moderation in prices is passed on to consumers. Nidhi Khare, Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs, told Financial Express that they are monitoring pulses held with wholesalers, importers and retailers as imports of pulses have eased domestic supplies. Khare, in a meeting on Tuesday, attended by the officials of the major retailers including Reliance Retail, D-Mart, Tata Stores and Spencers, stated that mandi prices of chana, tur and urad in key mandis have declined by around 4% compared to prices prevailed in June, but retail prices are not seeing similar decline. Moving on, the Union Cabinet may soon take up a proposal from the Commerce and Industry Ministry seeking approval for the country to sign the Clean Economy and Fair Economy Agreements of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity, a senior official said. The official added that the interministerial consultations are complete. The Commerce Ministry has sent both the pacts to the Cabinet Secretariat. The Clean Economy is Pillar 3 and the Fair Economy is Pillar 4 of IPEF. India has already signed Pillar 2 of IPEF that deals with supply chain. The supply chain agreement entered into force in February. Lastly, let's see the stocks in focus today. These include LTIM, Asian Paints, IREDA, Glenmark Pharma and L&T Finance, among others. LTI Mindtree reported a sequential increase in its revenue and net profit for the quarter that ended June, driven by deal ramp-ups and a rise in digital spending by clients. However, while the top line exceeded estimates, the bottom line slightly missed street expectations. The consolidation revenue rose nearly 3% quarter-on-quarter to ₹9,142.6 crore in April-June. This is also higher than the Bloomberg estimate of ₹9,075 crore. Asian Paints released its first fiscal quarter earnings with a profit drop of 24.6% on year during the first quarter of FY25. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.